All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We're actually going to jump a little bit now to the first parak, which is page Chaf Zayin. Page Chaf Zayin. So the parak Rishon, which begin again, we're going to reference back to the introduction at different times, and Emir Hashem, over the course of our limud of this Sefer, we'll complete the introduction in its entirety. By now, based on the shiurim we had about 5 shiurim on the introduction, you've gotten the flavor for what the Piagetzna says, and that's the theme that he repeats a couple of times in different ways, beautiful ways, over the course of the introduction. But I want to move us forward in the Sefer a little bit. So Perek Rishon, first chapter, Kriya El HaTalmid. Literally calling out, or really what this means is a message to the student. So this is another, by the way, almost like another introduction. But you're going to see this one, the whole point of we're going to have Chovas HaTalmidim, the entire point of the Sefer, is the Piagetzna talking to the student about how to actualize his potential. Remember again in the introduction, so the Piagetzna said every single person, every single child, every single adult has this incredible potential that remains, that needs to be actualized. The process of chinuch is how we go ahead and we actualize our potential. So when you're young, you have a rebbe, you have a teacher, you have a mora, you have a parent, you have someone who's going to help you actualize your potential. When you become an adult, so you have to self-actualize, right? You have to go ahead and bring your own potential to fruition. But the messages, the yisodos, are the same. So look what he says over here, page Chav Zayin. This is so beautiful. Ashrecha nari yisav ashrei chalkecha. So the first, so you have to imagine, he's talking over here to a student. So the way it's worded is, it sounds like the Rebbe is talking to a child. But again, he's talking to us, because we're each students. He says, Ashrecha nari yisav ashrei chalkecha. Praiseworthy are you, young Jew, nari Yisrael, and praiseworthy is your portion. As HaTorah or Hashem Lilmod Zachisa, you have the privilege to learn Torah. Listen, this is good chizuk at 5:45 in the morning. Right? Yeah, you have the privilege to learn Torah. V'lios ben Sha'ashuosh ben Rechumo, Alisa. And you have the privilege to be the beloved son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachi Alyon Yekanucha Afi Kirucha. The angels are jealous of you, and the angels revere you. V'sarfei El, Halacha Yisma Va'osra Yichabdu, the Srafim, other forms of angels, ultimately again wonder how someone who is mortal can become so great, and they give you honor. Hashamayim Utsva'am Ha'aretz Umla'a Alecha Yisnuchu Ulefanecha Yikanu. The earth, the universe in its entirety, rejoices and is humbled in front of you. Listen to this. They ask each other. So can you imagine this? So the malachim ask each other. The universe asks itself, who is this young man who pillars of fire are emanating from his mouth? Meaning when he's learning Torah. And the Ribono Shel Olam himself, in front of all of his multitudes, Bo Mispa'er V'ito Sameach. Literally, again, takes incredible pride in you, his child. So we'll say, so this paragraph is just amazing in and of itself. The Piagetzna says, like, do you understand what happens when you learn? Just to understand what happens when you learn Torah. Do you understand what's occurring? The Malachim don't have Torah. So the Malachim are humbled. The Srafim are humbled. The universe asks itself, who is that? Who is that person who is learning Torah? And the Ribono Shel Olam himself will say, you know that feeling when your child does something right? You know, like that moment when your kid actually does something right, and you're there, and other people see it, and that source of nachas is there. Yeah, that's that. I'm spending the whole time saying it's not my kid, right? That's your kid, right? So I say to my, but then when they do something right, wow, incredible! That moment of nachas. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about us when we learn Torah. Hashem sameach becha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in you. V'gam ato na'ar yistra tagil v'sismach v'godol ashrecha v'rabas hatzlachsa zu. So we'll say, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in us, and we have to take pride and feel an incredible sense of joy and accomplishment in ourselves. For who is the one who is able to see the king and does not rejoice when we learn Torah, we get to see the King. The same way that the angels rejoice in us, the universe rejoices in us, God rejoices in us when we learn, because ultimately, again, we are doing something magnificently beautiful, holy, and spiritual. We have to rejoice in ourselves as well. For how can you not be besimcha when you know that you have the opportunity to have such a close communion and connection with the Ribono Shel Olam? Last paragraph, page Chaf Zayin. Aval yadanu gam yadanu. Bo said, this is amazing. But says the Rebbe, we know, Shalu yadata ben afshecha, says, she'es ha-Torah b'leiv u'moach tohorim atalomid. So says the Rebbe, but we also know something else. We also know that if you only understood in your heart, and you only understood in your mind, right, how the closeness that you achieve when you learn Torah, the Piaget does something amazing now. He says, so here we've just spoken about again how incredible it is to be able to learn, and how incredible it is to be able, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, what the universe feels, what the Malachim feels. He's, now the Piaget says, you know, if only we were able to feel that as well. If only we were able to go ahead and feel in our heart and feel in our soul that when we learn that we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we learn, we have the ability to go ahead and ask for whatever we need in life, in our lives, in the lives of our parents, in the lives of our family, in the lives of our children. And that when we learn, we have the ability to be like a child before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu yisbarach ke'av es ben ahuva l'cha onu emratz. And God interacts or answers us like a loving father. Ki as kulcha nisragashta azalta b'chol nafshecha samachta. Shabbos says, this is amazing. Says that if only we could feel these things. So you see, he begins by talking about how much the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the earth, the malachim, rejoice and are overwhelmed when we go ahead and learn. And says the Rebbe, if only we could feel how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn, and how much we would understand that when we learn, as a result of our learning, we have the ability to petition God for things like a son before a father. And He feels towards us like a father before a son. But says the Rebbe, Aval kevan she'es kol eila bikirbucha ein atamargish. But the Rebbe says, here's the problem. What's the problem? Most of us don't feel it. Most of us don't feel it. Rakinar bein hana'arim as atzmacha atamakir. We'll say most of us just think of ourselves kind of as another face in the crowd. Na'ar bein hana'arim. Lochim, lo tiparkis nafshecha, v'lo teida lismach b'simchascha. Therefore, we'll say most of us do not have what he calls a simcha or a gishmak in our learning. We don't. Right? Meaning we do it. We do it because we have to. We do it because there's an element of enjoyment. We definitely get something from it. But I will say, do we experience what the Piagetna is describing over here? Do we feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we feel the reverence of the Malachim? Do we feel overwhelmed ultimately again because the universe is looking at us in awe? Do we feel the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming from our heart, coming from our soul? Do we feel ultimately again that in that moment that I'm learning Torah, I am seated right in front of the Melech Malchei Melechim, but not as a subject before a king, but as a son before a father? Do I feel that when I learn Torah? So the Piagetna says, the simple answer is no. Right? Simple answer is no. I like learning. I enjoy it. Obviously, I'm showing up. Right? So obviously, I enjoy it. There's something I'm getting from it. Am I getting the magnitude of this experience that the Piagetna is describing? Not really. Why? And now, this is amazing what I was saying. Because the truth is, I just think of myself as like another person. I don't feel myself to be special because of these things that I do. He goes on, V'lo'od, Ella, turn the page, Chavchas, V'lo'od, Ella shebishvil ze yesh lefamim gam haratzel nilmo v'estaras Hashem chasar lecha v'lishmoz kalol otazi. And Rabbi say, to be honest, because this feeling is not there, therefore what? There are days when I just don't feel like learning. There are days where I just don't feel like it. I would say, first of all, this is amazing, because this is the Piagetsna talking to us, having a real conversation, telling us what objectively occurs when a Jew learns Torah, and then telling us subjectively, just not feeling it. Just not feeling it. And because I'm not feeling it, there are days where, you know what, I'm just not interested. Whether I'll do it or I won't do it, there are days where I'm just not feeling it. And therefore, again, my spiritual consistency often is compromised because I feel a sense of duty, I feel a sense of obligation, but I'm not feeling these feelings that the PhD doesn't describe. I'll say one more paragraph. V'alzos, get ready for the PhD. See, here we go, I'll say. V'alzos, banu eilecha ben yakir. Zos rotzim anu la'asos mimcha. So ultimately, again, says the Piagetsna, that is why we are learning this Sefer. Our goal through this Sefer, Rav Osei, is to allow us not only to learn. Now, this is not, Rav Osei, like a Musa Sefer that's going to tell us, you're really bad, and if you don't want to go to Gehenna, right, you better get your act together. Okay, you're not getting any younger. So, right, so come on, get it in gear, and let's go. Unless you want to burn for eternity. I mean, a very compelling message, no question, right? But I will say, but generally doesn't work, because most of us just generally try to avoid anything that resembles that type of message for understandable reasons. So therefore, the Piagetsna says so beautifully. He says, why did I write this Sefer? He says, because I want you, the student, and which is us, to feel what I just described. I want you to feel what I just described. I want it to be that when you learn, you're not just undergoing an intellectual process, an interesting process, and even like a mitzvah process. I want you to feel the malachim honoring you. I want you to feel the universe looking at you. I want you to feel like you're a son sitting before your father at Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going to try to accomplish, to make our spirituality, to make our Torah, to make our Yiddishkeit come alive. I want, says the Piagetsna, that the favor of God will shine off your face. I want you to feel the surface of HaKadosh Baruch Hu course throughout your entire body. And when you supplicate before God, says the Piagetsna, I don't want you to feel like a servant before a king, like a slave before a master. I want you to feel like a son in front of his father. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always feels towards you like a father before a son who just wants to give you what it is that you need. So we'll have to stop over here for today. But just understand, now the Piagetsna said what we're trying to accomplish over here in Chovas HaTalmidim. Told us what actually happens in the universe when we learn. Acknowledge the fact that most of us don't feel that, have never felt that, and the Piagetsna says, good. So let's work on feeling that together. Because when you feel that excitement, and when you feel that intensity, and when you feel that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the universe, the Malachim, then suddenly again, Yiddishkeit, Torah, becomes something not just that I have to do, but it becomes an incredible and overwhelming privilege that I want to do. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up page Chav Chasim Yeretz Hashem tomorrow.